Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, January the 3rd, 2024. Hey, I got the date right there. How about that? We are off and running here on a middle of the week, midweek, 2024. Had a question there before we went to break about possibly having former Mayor Schertzer on once a month. I don't know. You know, I'll talk to Mayor Schertzer about that. We really haven't discussed anything like that in great detail, but not saying it couldn't happen. We'll check with Mayor Schertzer about that, former Mayor Schertzer. And are we going to have Mayor Collins on once a month? Now, this is a little confusing at this point because, you know, Jack Kellogg always came on once a month. Mayor Schertzer always came on once a month. And I had word that Bill Collins was going to continue that. But at this point, I really don't know. It's up in the air. Let's put it that way. He's more than welcome to come on once a month. And we can talk about whatever is going on in Marion, just like we always did with Mayor Schertzer and Mayor Kellogg. We never had an agenda about what we were talking about. It was always just questions. So I don't know. I hope Mayor Collins does come on once a month because I think it's important for the citizens of Marion. But do I know for sure? No, I don't at this particular point. So we'll have to see what happens. Other than that, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. January 3rd, 2024, 13 minutes past the hour. Certainly did enjoy the phone conversations, phone calls in hour number one. I think that's so important to hear from the people out there listening. I think that is paramount importance to a program like this. Because we need to hear what people are thinking about certain issues. And sometimes you may agree with what I'm saying on the show, you may disagree. But regardless, hopefully somewhere in the collective middle, we find some truth. And you know, I know there are things that you hear about that I don't hear about. And that's important as well. So the phone lines are always open here, 740-751-4038. Certainly did enjoy the questions and comments in hour number one. 740-751-4038 if there's anything on your mind. And basically the majority of the conversation this morning in hour number one was about the weather. People talking about some kind of snowstorm this weekend. Apparently from what everybody's saying, it doesn't look like much right now. That can change quickly. But why do people go out for bread and milk? What is the bread and milk thing? And why are people always so petrified by the weather? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, why don't you have the guy that calls in on the program?
Well, I think he pretty well is on the program, and he does call in.
Well, I mean for a show.
Oh.
Mr. No Name.
Oh, the one who called in before the break?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's certainly welcome to call in any time. I think the reason we offer it to the politicians is because people want to know what the decisions are going to be and things of that nature.
Yeah, because Charlie, I miss him. He was, you know, I really liked to listen to him, and he just knew a lot of different stuff as why and things. And did you ever get my Christmas card?
No, I never did.
Well, I'll be going out to get the mail today, and I'm going to see if it's out there, because as far as I know, I haven't gotten the other two cards from my brother or my daughter. So they said they sent them, and I should have gotten them.
Yeah, and we did get Christmas cards. As a matter of fact, last Friday we even got one from Idaho.
Oh.
So I know they're coming in. Yeah.
Yeah, because I had sent them on a Tuesday evening, and they had gotten theirs southern part Thursday and Friday. So you should have gotten yours, you know, within at least by Thursday.
And, yeah, I think I checked on Friday. I believe was the last time I checked.
And stuff. Okay. Okay, then. That was just an idea.
Well, no, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. And again, anybody who's listening is always free to call in and share their thoughts on anything going on. I think our caller misses people from the past, which certainly, you know, I think most people do. I don't know. It's an interesting thing. People from the past are great to listen to and always had a lot of fun. And I think things that are going now, a lot of people like that. So I don't know. It's an interesting what would you say, collage of ideas. So that's the way it goes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. Anything on your mind? But yeah, we got the Christmas card from Idaho. That was very, very nice. With the homemade microphone. Very nice. I don't know if I talked about that on the air or not. I might not have. You know, did I talk about that on the air? I you know, sometimes you get rolling with other things and you don't even think about it. But, yeah, I got a box in the mail. I think it was on Friday from one of our listeners out in Lewiston, Idaho. And it was a homemade microphone with my name on it and WGH. And you know, that just goes to show you the reach and the scope of this station in the last couple years. So I certainly do appreciate that. That was a great Christmas gift, and there was a great Christmas card in there, so I certainly appreciate it. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Oh, and I wanted to tell you, yesterday, speaking of Christmas cards that maybe have gotten lost in the mail, I ran into one of our longtime listeners, Phyllis Shirk, yesterday, and she said that the Christmas card that she had sent us came back. And I think the reason was the suite number, 110A, was not put on the card. So I got to see Phyllis, and now that Phyllis knows exactly where we are and what the suite number is, I get a good feeling from Phyllis yesterday that some goodies might be on the way that normally come at Christmas time, but will be coming very soon. So it was good to see Phyllis yesterday and hear about all the cooking that she had done during the Christmas holiday. Said she spent Christmas Day baking cookies all day. One of the greatest cooks I have ever known is Phyllis Shirk. So it was good to see her yesterday. And hopefully, I assume I'll get her Christmas card soon. See, better late than never. I thought I sent my Christmas cards out late, but better late than never, as they say when it comes to Christmas cards. So it was good to see Phyllis yesterday. Let's see, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, I was talking about the poinsettia. You know, I got a poinsettia for Christmas, or during the holiday season, and I don't know how long you can keep this thing alive. I'm not sure how you keep it alive. Are you supposed to plant it outside? You know, the ground is probably getting very hard outside because of the weather. It still looks good. The red leaves are still on it. I water it. I heard they need a lot of water. It's in the window, so it gets a lot of sun, or what we have. It gets a lot of daylight, I guess I should say. Does anybody have a poinsettia out there? How's yours looking? How long do the red leaves stay on there? You know, as I've said many times before, I'm not much of a horticulturalist. I like to pretend like I am, but I'm much better with fake flowers. very hard to kill fake flowers. So, you know, a real poinsettia, I like a real poinsettia because I had a couple of artificial poinsettias. So I like a real one, but keeping it alive might be a whole nother thing because I know eventually those leaves are going to fall off regardless. But I'm not sure what you have to do to keep it going. So if anybody's got any horticultural ideas on how to keep a poinsettia going or how long they're supposed to go, give me a buzz here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. So we talked about Phyllis. We talked about the poinsettia. We talked about possible Bill Collins appearances on this show or former Mayor Schertzer. We talked about the snow that may be in the future. Heaven forbid, if there's snow, get your bread and milk. Get your bread and milk because there could be trouble there if you don't. Oh, here's one thing I wanted to talk about. Because, you know, one thing to the next. Here we are on January the 3rd, and as many of you know, the last 2 years, we have done something with Groundhog Day. Now, 2 years ago, Groundhog Day was celebrated by Bob Welsh coming in with a groundhog pizza. And if memory serves me right, 2 years ago, basically, we just ate the groundhog pizza. I think that's what happened. I don't think there was much more to it than that. Well, last year, it turned into a bit of an extravaganza because we had a groundhog, and again, it was a person dressed in a groundhog suit named Warren G. Groundhog. Now, this person ended up being James Anderson, the naturalist here in Marion. We had Mary Ellen Withrow in the studio, and Bob came in again with his groundhog pizza. And what happened was, under each piece of the groundhog pizza, there was a weather prediction. It was 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring. So then we had the groundhog who was dressed up in the groundhog suit. No, we didn't have a groundhog in the groundhog suit. We had James Anderson, who was dressed up in a groundhog suit, come in, and whatever piece of pizza he picked, the weather prediction under there was the prediction, and Mary Ellen signed the prediction, and that's how we did it last year. And that was quite an event on Groundhog Day. And we even had plaques. I think we gave away plaques to people. Now, this year, Groundhog Day is on a Friday. So, you know, we have a long day in the studio on Fridays. So we can make this a real all-day extravaganza. And we're also in a new location this year, which I think is more advantageous to doing certain events. So at this point, does anybody have any ideas as far as Groundhog Day goes? Because I really haven't heard what's going on with Buckeye Chuck at this point. I know last year there was all kinds of kerfluffle because of PETA, and just a mess last year, to be honest, in regard to that. Ended up using a fake groundhog. The groundhog came from a place that apparently was not treating animals properly. I don't know. And I don't know what they're going to do this year. It'll be interesting to find out. But as far as our celebration goes here at the studio, because this, I feel over the years, the fruitcake toss has been build up. And it's been build up by adding things to it, like Buckeyes and hot chocolate and things of that nature. So, as far as the groundhog goes, Warren G. Groundhog, and dressing somebody up in the groundhog suit and having a piece of pizza, groundhog pizza, predicting the weather, do you have any thoughts on what we should do this February 2nd, coming up here in just a few weeks, about a month, less than a month at this point? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any thoughts on the old groundhog and what we should do this year? You know, all the good ideas for things like the fruitcake toss and Christmas party and things like that always come from the listeners. So I always like to toss it out to the listeners. What do you think we should do in regard to the groundhog this year? I don't know. You know, we never thought we would serve food or drink at the fruitcake toss, but we did. And it turned out okay. But for the groundhog, I don't know. I don't know how it'll go. I liked what we did last year. I thought that was a lot of fun. I like that people did not know who was in the groundhog suit. I thought that was a lot of fun. So, you know, we'll find out what's going to go on between here and there. But putting that out there in your thoughts, what do you think we should do for Groundhog Day? Now, there's an official weather predictor. All right, 27 minutes past the hour, and again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, maybe you could have your listeners, if you wanted to, bring in, fix that spam, you know what I mean?
Right.
A sandwich, and then you guys judge the best sandwich.
Well, it wouldn't be bad. You know, I like the idea of cooking contests. I think those are interesting, and you don't hear much of those anymore outside of the fair.
Well, who could eat the most spam, maybe, but I don't like those kind of things.
No, I'm not a spam person myself. I don't know who, and you know, I don't know who will be in the groundhog suit this year. I thought that was fun last year, that most people did not realize who was going to be in the groundhog suit.
Yes, well, I'll think of some things, but spam, I know that's what they serve up there, I think, at the groundhog thing.
I don't think they do that anymore. I know they did for a lot of years, but I don't think so. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody can tell me, but they used to do that. That used to be a big part of it, but it's my understanding that hasn't happened in a few years. Now, I thought it did continue, but maybe not.
I don't know about last year, but I thought the year before, I don't know if I saw a picture. I don't know if it was in the paper or what, but I thought they still did that. But I didn't know last year if they did.
I don't think they did it the year before because of the pandemic. I'm pretty sure they did not. I think they did it remotely.
Maybe because of the COVID they haven't.
You know, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know when they would have stopped that. I know Jack Kellogg used to be out there cooking it with his wife. I don't ever remember Mayor Schertzer doing that. Now, maybe he did. But I really don't know.
Yes, and for the, like I said, that guy for like to be on the show, when you usually get a politician, it's the same thing. You know, Charlie was so interesting because he just did everything. You know, not just like one thing. Like, you know, if he was a teacher, that's all he talked about. It's like when they do a large variety of stuff, I think is...
Well, I think that's why we try to leave the phones open to the guests here on this show. And I think we try to have, you know, we have the Hollywood people on, we have the politicians on, we have the authors on, we have the kids on here at the station to get a younger perspective. We, you know, it just kind of depends.
Uh-huh. Okay, then, I'll keep thinking if there's some little thing like you could do it, you want to do it at the station, right?
Yeah, I imagine most likely we'll do it at the station.
Yeah, the only thing I can think is what they used to serve was that spam, so...
Yeah, I think it was just hot chocolate, if I remember right.
I think spam and hot chocolate or something, yeah.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, perspective is different. Like this morning, we talked a little bit about city council, but we've spent a majority of the time talking about the weather. Why do people buy bread and milk? We've talked about how do you save a poinsettia. We've talked about Phyllis Shirk running into her in the grocery store. Christmas cards not showing up. What else have we talked about? Groundhog. What are we going to do on Groundhog Day? So, you know, I think variety of topics is important. I think call-ins are important. And I think things in general are important.
All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello. Scott, we'd like to offer you the job of the Grand Marshal during the Groundhog Parade this year.
Oh, there's going to be a Groundhog Parade. We're really going to up this thing.
We are. And the fried groundhog, fritters and...
You know, I think it's going
to be a big thing.
Well, I don't know if there's been any hubbub this year in regard to PETA, or I haven't heard anything about that this year. Are they going to continue to use a fake groundhog? I don't know.
No. Now, do you have access to the same groundhog costume?
Yes, I believe so.
All right. But there'll be somebody different in it this year.
Yes, there'll be somebody different.
You're not going to try to trick us, you know, and just have James Anderson pop out and say, oh, look at that.
No, I don't think it's going to be James Anderson again. I think he might be there that morning, being the naturalist, but I don't think it'll be him. But I'm trying to figure out how we turn this, like the fruitcake toss, into an event. Because really, it was so cold last year, I do remember that it was kind of all done inside because there was really no reason not to. And I like the predictions being in the Groundhog Pizza. But what can we add to this with 30 days to go that will pep it up a little bit?
That will take it to the next level higher. Now, we could have it Mrs. Groundhog.
We could. I don't. It's interesting because I feel that what they do in Pennsylvania, they've obviously got a hold on this because they have all kinds of stuff going on.
They had 100 years ahead of us, you know, they're there.
Right, but I mean, we've had what now? Well over 40, and we've never really developed it beyond the groundhog.
Well, you know, maybe we need to form a groundhog committee and really put this to the efforts here.
Well, you know, I was just, what could be, I mean, we're in a new location this year. What could be done? It's during the day, it's daylight. What could be done without permits or that's, you know, would hamper traffic? That would bring people out to the event. That basically is what we need.
Some sort of groundhog extravaganza. All
right. Yeah, something. Something.
We'll be thinking about it here. Yeah. I'm sure the listeners will come up with an idea. They're always so clever.
Yeah. I mean, I think every so often we get something that we would have never thought of that people would like to come out and do. You know, food does seem to bring people out, but it's... That's a task sometimes.
I was amazed in the last hour hearing about how you saved Starbucks from financial ruin and everything.
Are you, you know, was it shocking? I don't think enough news was put on that. I mean, really, I was talking about the weather, but I don't think people realize that I saved Starbucks. All that whole cult and whole little thing going on down there that I saved them. They would be out of business today had I not got them that 2% milk.
That reminded me of a story that I had one day last summer. I went to Taco Hell and got a couple tacos, and there was no lettuce on them. You know, so I took them back in there and said, hey, you must have lost the lettuce. We ran out of lettuce. And I go, you're right next door to the supermarket. Send somebody over there, buy a couple heads of lettuce, and put it on the damn tacos.
You know what's interesting? I'm glad you bring this up because when the gentleman who came in bought all this milk, he got out what he called it the corporate card, and this corporate card looked like it was about 100 years old. It had a big crease right down the middle, and he had trouble getting this thing to run. And I thought, you know, if he does not get this thing to run, then Starbucks might just be out of business today.
Yeah, and all that milk will go bad, and think of all the starving people during the blizzard. Yeah.
You know what I thought, though? I thought if this man, and I didn't tell him this because you don't want to jump the gun on these things, but I thought it was the holiday season. If this man cannot get his credit card to run, I might just whip it out here and pay for this man and save Starbucks. I'll be known as the person who saved Starbucks.
I could see the movie now.
Oh, I think it'd probably be a trilogy. I don't think they could fit it all in one movie. It'd probably be a trilogy.
Well, that's the thing nowadays. Yeah, milk it as much as you can.
You know what? Just off the top of my head while we're on this subject, you know, to me, I because here's what I think people love. They love a good competition. And we've already got the groundhog part of it where we're not going to get in trouble because we're not using a real groundhog. We've got the suspense of who's in the groundhog costume. We've got how we get the weather prediction, which is where it all started with the groundhog pizza. But I wonder if there's some type of competition tied in with some kind of food that would be of interest to people. I don't know what you could do as a competition for Groundhog Day, but something, I'm sure.
Ooh. We'll have to put our corporate minds to work on this.
We'll have to work on this. We're it's getting close.
I'll be there Groundhog Day.
I look forward to Groundhog Pizza. It's the way to go.
From shadow to whenever. All right.
All right. Thanks.
But yeah, we'll keep working on some ideas here for the extravaganza.
We will work it out. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, who knows? Maybe it'll be a competition. I really don't know. It seems to me that competition brings people out. Competition and food. Free food in particular. Competition and free food bring people out to events. So this will be the third year we've done our groundhog thing. I think it'll be fun. But certainly any ideas that anybody has, please give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And remember, Groundhog Day is, I believe, a Friday this year, if I am looking at the calendar correctly. I believe I am. Groundhog Day will be a Friday. So that'll be nice. It'll kick off Groundhog Weekend. They have such a big celebration there in Pennsylvania. All kinds of things going on. I don't know what, how, or what we could add to it. But get the thinking cap on. We'd love to know. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I'm going to take a little break from the groundhog questions. And I wanted to ask you, as a prolific interviewer, if you had the opportunity to have full access to two people who are living and two people who are dead for full ask anything, they will answer you, give you the truth, who would your people be?
You know, that's interesting. So two people who are dead and two people who are living, and I can ask them anything and I'll get the truth.
Yes.
Well, I certainly would think if you were going to go through history, evil people are fascinating because you want to know why they did what they did. So certainly dead, I would think Adolf Hitler would be one. I would want to know why he did what he did. What was the real goal? There's a lot of questions there. Another person who is dead, you know, when we can pick anybody in the history of time?
Yes.
You know, I would have loved if somebody, boy, there's a couple here now, because I think Jesus would be interesting to interview. You know, what happened there? And I also think the Queen of England would have been interesting to interview.
Which one?
The one who just died.
Okay.
You know, Queen Elizabeth. Because she was around for so long that, she never did interviews. She never really told what she thought on anything. She never explained anything. And I think she would have been absolutely fascinating. And then, of course, I think you'd want to hit some of the presidents. I mean, everybody would want to interview Lincoln, but I think we pretty well know what Lincoln thought for the most part. I think somebody like John Adams would be fascinating because he did not have slaves and to really dig into why. I mean, we've got his writings, but I think it'd be fascinating.
Yeah. How about living?
Well, living, I think everybody would like to talk to the Pope. I think the Pope would be interesting. Especially this Pope, because he's got some interesting ideas. And the other living person, who is somebody who you would want to know something about, who could put something out there that maybe...
Have to give you the truth.
They'd have to give you the truth. Well, I'll tell you, it certainly would not be bad to interview Donald Trump at this point, because the man is constantly in the news. And if you could, if you absolutely could, you got the truth about why he did things he did, I think that'd be pretty interesting.
So we have to work on getting you interviews with the Pope and Donald Trump.
Well, and I don't think the Donald Trump one is impossible, because he certainly is running for president, so it's not like he won't be granting interviews. And the last time around, we got a lot of interviews. Now, the Pope, I think that's going to be more difficult. I think that's kind of like the Queen. She never did interviews, and to my knowledge, a Pope has never done an interview.
Never? None of them have?
I don't think so.
Wow. Well, here's to hope in 2024.
Well, we can only hope. I mean, wouldn't you be interested to know why the Pope does what he does, if you could get the absolute truth?
Yeah, especially with some of the changes that they're making in the Catholic Church, it would be interesting.
I just, and also about just being a celibate male who took over for another Pope who abdicated, which doesn't happen very often. I think it's all fascinating. I just think the whole Pope thing and the idea of a Pope, even people who don't like the idea of a Pope, seem to be fascinated by the Pope.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of history in that position and in the Catholic Church. So just like with the monarchy in England, you know, as far as, you know, the Queen, what do they really do? But it is interesting to people just because of that tradition, I think.
Have you ever noticed, the royals are interesting to me for this fact. They don't personally interest me, but what interests me is that if you want to sell magazines, and we don't have a whole lot of magazines left here in the United States because of the proliferation of the internet, but why do the royals sell magazines to young people? And it's not just older people. What is it about them that fascinates people more than any movie star, more than any politician in this country? What is it about the royals that moves magazines?
Well, probably their wealth and their historical influence. And then I would say every little girl grows up wanting to be a princess at some point. So there might be something involved with that.
There could be. I just think it's fascinating that they still and continue to move magazines when Hollywood can't do it anymore on a continuous basis, when the music industry can't do it, when politics can't do it. There is nobody on more magazines. I don't think there's a week that goes by where there is not some story on the cover of some magazine about the royal family. More than tabloids. You don't even really see the tabloids out there as much as they used to be.
Well, is that a mysticism of Taylor Swift, I guess, would go along with that, right, Scott?
Well, I'll tell you, you know what? I've come around on Taylor Swift to the degree that I
did
don't...
Did Carrington convince you? Is that what happened?
She did. She finally got to me. I don't understand Taylor Swift. I don't listen to Taylor Swift music. I don't get what it is that she has, but I think denying that she has it is insane. Because something is going on with that girl to where she's Time Magazine Person of the Year. Just because she's dating somebody, his jersey sales go up 400%. She, just because she goes to a football game, doesn't even perform, it's the second most watched football game, only to the Super Bowl. The fact that when she goes into a community, she sells more tickets than any other artist, that she tells people to register to vote, and it goes up in higher percentages than anything else that ever caused people to go register to vote, that she's now tied with Elvis, weeks at number one on the Billboard chart. What is it? I can't deny that she's a force. She's certainly more than a music star, but what is it about this girl?
How much of, I guess, star power and fame do you think is organic and legitimate, and how much of it is inorganic or it was fabricated and manipulated? That's what fascinates me as far as stardom. And is it based on talent? You know, I'm sure if you went to Nashville and you got some random musician playing on the, you know, for change on the street corner, writing their own music, and very talented. Why don't they ever make it? But then you have somebody like Taylor Swift, and I'm not saying that she's not talented, but there's a lot of forces going into making a star, and I guess propelling that star, and those are all, I don't know, that stuff's fascinating to me.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me because I believe that people have it exactly wrong. I think most people think that it isn't organic and that it's a machine behind them and that it's publicity and so on and so forth. I don't believe that's true because, to be honest with you, everybody has some kind of publicity machine at that level. And if it was easy to make somebody a gigantic star, then everybody would be a gigantic star because everybody could be manufactured. And that just isn't the case. So when I look at Taylor Swift, I'm sure there is a publicity machine behind her, and I'm sure there was in the beginning, but what did set her apart from everybody else? It was something. And that's what I can't put my finger on, because she's a good singer, but she's not the greatest. She's a good performer, but she's not the greatest. Her shows are entertaining, but they're not the most entertaining. It doesn't seem like she's the best at anything, but yet she has a hold on her fans that nobody has, and I don't think any publicity machine could create.
So you think it's all her?
Yeah, there's something about her that is appealing to her fans, where people will drag their fathers and mothers and pay exorbitant amounts of money for tickets and go vote. And these people have no interest in voting, from what I could tell, or they would have already registered to vote. And they will watch a football game when they have no interest in football games, and they will buy football jerseys even though they don't even know who that player is. They will do things blindly just because Taylor Swift is involved. I don't think a publicity machine can create that.
How old is she? She's in her 30s,
right? Mid-30s, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much lasting, you know, power she has. Now, granted, you know, she's been around for, what, probably 14, 15 years at this point. But that's the other thing that has changed. You know, we used to have entertainers, you know, like Sinatra, you know, 60 years, Dean Martin, you know, 50, 60 years. You name anybody from that era, and they had much, much longer star power. Whereas today, it seems like they shine super bright, and then when you look back into the horizon, you know, their star is gone. And that's part of the reason why, I don't know if it's we don't have the attention span or if it's the structure that builds these people up, these artists up, then they just move on to somebody else.
Well, see, that's why maybe the most staggering thing with Taylor Swift to me was the tying of the record of Elvis Presley most weeks at number one on the Billboard 200, because she is mid-30s and she's passed a record that Elvis didn't break until his 40s. She has passed Sinatra, she's passed Dean, all these people who had long careers, she's already broken that record. And, you know, not that somebody can't come along and break her record, but these people are not new, and I think that's because of the fragmented society. You know, I can't think of any musician in the last 50 years since Elvis who broke Elvis's record. I mean, the Beatles hold the record. The all-time record is with the Beatles, but the Beatles were before Elvis, or during Elvis. So what was it about Taylor Swift? We have had the Michael Jacksons. We've had the Britney Spears. We've had the Lady Gagas. We've had these people who were megastars for a minute. Taylor Swift is the one who's going to break Elvis's record? What is going on there?
Yeah, I don't get it. Now, I will admit that I think a lot of her music is good. I'm not criticizing that, but as far as does she have much in the way of like a personality?
She doesn't, and that's interesting too. I mean, she's not, and I hate to say this, she's not overly beautiful. I mean, she's not. You remember in the age of the Britney Spears and the Christina Aguilera, you had to wear shirts that showed your belly. You had to get your belly ring pierced. You had to dye your hair. You had to go to the gym. You had to show a lot of skin. She doesn't do that. That's why I say it is fascinating to me. She's not outspoken. She's not well-spoken. I don't know what she's got, but she's got something.
So you think in 10 years, 20 years, will you still be talking about Taylor Swift? Or will Carrington still be talking about
Taylor Carrington Swift? Certainly will be talking about Taylor Swift.
In 10 years, 20 years, you think so?
Oh, you know, I think the person you really like when you're young sticks with you as time goes on. I really do. Do I think we will? Before I would have said no, but we're still talking about Elvis. We're still talking about the Beatles. We're still talking about Michael Jackson. We're still talking about Sinatra. So somebody who broke all those records, except the Beatles at this point, I would say it would be hard to find out. When is the last time somebody's personal life meant this much? That has nothing to do with her music career at all. When is the last time a performer's career meant this much to people? That's fascinating to me.
Yeah, it is. Now, do you think that it was appropriate to have her as Time's Person of the Year?
You know, when I'll tell you the story of that. When I first read that, the day it came out, I thought, Hitler, Stalin, Roosevelt, Taylor Swift. I thought, you know, something, maybe they just want to sell magazines or something. But then I started thinking about 2024, and I thought, okay, this is about influential, good or bad. And I thought, you know, when you're talking about influence, I go back to the summer. For people who went to their concerts, they stood outside. They paid hundreds of dollars to get in there. They cried. The whole thing with the football player, I mean, she's put him on the map. I don't know. Can you think of anybody else in 2024 who had a greater influence than her?
Well, I guess not popular, but maybe infamous. Yeah, I think you could put some infamous people on there, or people that were, you know, more influential on the global stage as far as with stuff that matters, not entertainment. I wonder how many entertainers have made it.
Some, not a lot in the history, but I, you know, even globally though, you know, that's one thing about the United States that's unfortunate in a way, is that we are not really all that tuned in to what's going on in other countries. Now, some people are, you know, just like our caller earlier, and nothing against the caller earlier, because I like all opinions, but she doesn't want to hear about politics all the time. And I think that's interesting because I don't think we do politics all the time on this show, but a little is too much. And I think that people get turned off. I don't know. It's there's something weird, like even local politics. I think local politics turns people off. Some people.
I think that it's people are discouraged that they realize that they can't influence things like they would want to, but it's kind of a catch-22. I mean, you have to be involved in order to affect change and to try to influence outcomes, but I think a lot of people nowadays, you know, we do have a lot of censorship that goes on our digital sphere, and even within the culture at large, I mean, where if you have a what's viewed as a incorrect opinion, you know, there's a lot of pushback on that from institutional power. So I think a lot of people feel discouraged, so then they seek, you know, refuge in the Taylor Swifts of the world.
You know what's interesting? It's a fascinating point to me, is that I have known a lot of people who get behind a microphone or who call into a show, who go out of their way to not say anything controversial, and not talk about anything controversial because they think people won't like them. Now, I don't think you should ever manufacture it. I don't think you should get on and be controversial just to be controversial, because some people have done that as well, and I don't like that. But I think you gotta be yourself. And if something bothers somebody, that's not the goal. I've never sat down behind a microphone trying to tick somebody off, but I'm sure I've done it, because sometimes you talk about things that people don't want talked about. But, you know, to me it's just kind of a, I don't know, you don't think about it. It's not predetermined that you're going to do that. So some broadcasters are like, and I won't say their names, but there are broadcasters who I have no idea go on and say, how can I outrage people tonight? And that's fake, and I don't like that. But then there are people who I know who go on who say, I am not going to say anything at all that would, I'm not, you know, the world could be blowing up and they wouldn't even acknowledge it. They'd be talking about plants because they don't want to get anywhere near it. So I think there are all different kinds.
And that's most people. Would you agree with that? I think most people, at least that are in the forefront, are not real. Would you agree with that, Scott? Or do you think that most people that are out there, at least in front of people, are 100% real, honest, legit?
Most people probably are not. I think everybody does a little bit of acting to some degree. But I think the problem that I have with people in general, because insincerity is the virtue that I... sincerity is the virtue that I praise the most. Insincerity I like the least. And what insincerity does... Oh, look how great this is. My life is wonderful. Everything... And if it is, good. But there are some times you just know that that is not the case. Like, a lot of people got married on New Year's Day. And, you know, people will put these pictures out that say, I said yes, or la-di-da. You know, and these people have been married several times. I'd be more shocked if they said no. You know, I don't think that's authentic. You've said yes before. This is not shocking. Say no and then put that out there and I'll be shocked.
Right, right.
So I think that's inauthenticity. But, yeah, I think most people are, because people by nature don't want to be disliked. And not that I want to be disliked, but it's not worth sacrificing how you feel or construct your life, I guess.
That's right. I think integrity and honesty are of paramount importance.
I think you're right.
Unfortunately, they're characteristics or qualities that are few and far between nowadays, but all we can do is continue on and live the life the best that we can,
and hope for the Pope.
That's right.
Pray for the Pope. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, about 30 seconds left. Have appreciated the calls this morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning. I hope you'll be with me. Again, the phone lines are always open here, 740-751-4038. And we'll be back tomorrow with an action-packed program from 8:15 till 10 a.m. And I hope you will join us for that program. And who knows? Oh, there are things I didn't even get to talk about today. But you know what? That's good. That leaves us to talk about them tomorrow. And who knows what will happen between now and tomorrow. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the...
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown...
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife